Prologue. He equated his past deeds to shades of gray with no distinction between black and white, right and wrong, good and bad. He knew others would see things differently, but it didn't matter. Few people possessed the ability to intimidate and influence him. The man he was meeting had the power to do both. He walked into the dimly lit Fairmont Club, and as he followed the maitre d' to a back table, he inhaled the smells of grilled steak mingled with imported cigars. Appreciatively, he watched her hips sway as if she was putting extra effort into it.
"Patrick, how nice of you to join me."
The man in the pressed Armani, whom very few conversed with on a first-name basis, sat at the table.
A glass of Louis XIII Black Pearl,
priced at $1,500 an ounce, was in front of him. Patrick noticed the man's bodyguard sitting at a nearby table. He was Armani's prize stallion, who, instead of being stabled, was toted about and showcased. The man went by Jonathan Wright, but Patrick doubted that was his real name. He was super intelligent and a former Marine. Wright nodded his approval and went back to his steak and red wine. A lovely Asian woman, who could have easily been a model, stood at the edge of the table.
"Your regular, sir?"
"French with a twist."
Patrick smiled at the waitress, remembering the feel of her skin and the smell of her musky dew. Although a married man for 30 years, he didn't think his wife had noticed him missing that night. A few minutes later, the waitress came back with his Perrier water and lime in a rocks glass. The weight with which she set it on the table told him her memories were back, but she had to act like a civilized woman. After all, she was working. She had to know, with a body like hers, she was begging men to take advantage of her. He still believed he could have her again if he were at all inclined. Armani held up his glass in a toasting gesture before swirling it lightly and inhaling deeply. He followed with a small draw on the cognac.
"When are you going to join me and have a real drink?" "I'm on the job."
Not Patrick's only reason for not drinking, but it would suffice for now.
"Time for that new chair, my friend." "Is that why you called me here?"
Patrick smiled. Maybe the time had come to be repaid for past favors. Armani let out a laugh.
"Hardly. I need your help with something."
Patrick's heart palpitated with adrenaline, as it did every time this man made that statement. It was too late in his life to change to a path of innocence. Should his past deeds ever require an accounting, his only option would be a bullet to the brain.
"You name it."
Armani played things smart, though. He always reminded him of the stakes involved first.
"You help me with this, and I'll ensure you make mayor."